So let's continue while CCNSO and other interested people leave the room. We have a final session before the lunch break, which was meant to give us an idea, as that has been requested at earlier meetings, on where we are so far with the communique, with the draft text that we have received. Our secretariat, Tom, has sent out a version one of the communique out to the GAC, I think this morning, or yesterday, this morning. I hope you have had the chance to have a quick look at this. In any way, Tom will quickly present to you where we are. I would like to plead those who like to talk to each other to do it either outside or a little bit more silently so that we can continue with our session. That would be very kind. So Tom, please go ahead.
Thank you, Thomas. The first draft version of the communique that I circulated by email to the GAC list a couple of hours ago this morning is of necessity pretty thin or modest. We are still awaiting two significant elements of text because they require some further consultation. Those deal with IGO protections and with GTLD safeguards, but they are being progressed as we speak and have been progressed since first raised on Saturday. So the document that was circulated attempted to cover the meetings and issues to date. It was pretty basic, but it was hoped that at least that would give people an opportunity to agree or at least not object to what was hopefully not non-contentious issues. Now, clearly, the GAC is not in a position to do a sort of early drafting in an open session like this, but if there were further comments that people have, they're very welcome by email on those issues in that draft. Otherwise, my understanding is that the GAC will be spending considerable time on the CCWG issue for the rest of today and part of tomorrow, and further discussion to finalise, hopefully, the text on the CWG response. Now, as Thomas has made clear several times, the CCWG and CWG issues are not matters for the text of the communique. They are not advice to the board. Therefore, they are not, at this stage, part of the communique drafting exercise. So this perhaps is a slightly different meeting to some others of the GAC. So the communique text itself at the moment is still evolving. If there are comments on those matters that were circulated, then please respond by email. At the moment, they're fairly straightforward. I think I've received one or two minor suggestions for amendments, and I will make sure that they are updated. But on the other matters, of course, I'm still in the hands of the GAC as regards text. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. And we have received a few comments on the text, actually one by Egypt, and that Tom has informed us that he has noticed this and that he will integrate this into the next version. So this is the opportunity to give further comments on what we have so far as draft text in the communique. Yes, comments and questions, please. If you have any. Yes, Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. Thanks, Tom, for this information. It's very useful, and now forwarding to going forward with what we discussed before to have early arrangement. On the new members, good you mentioned about the two new members, but perhaps we need to add another sentence saying that GAC encourage, if not urge, those governments which are not members of the GAC to seriously consider to become member of the GAC. But that would help us. I thought it was mentioned that these two, as a result of the governmental ministerial arrangement, no matter what was the origin, but at least we have to encourage those to become member. Thank you.
Thank you. We've noted this proposal. I think something along these lines should be fine. Maybe a question to the GAC leads on the safeguards advice. Where are you with this text? When will the whole GAC see a draft on this? Some information may be helpful. Maybe the US can inform us about... No, the EU can inform us.
As soon as possible, of course. Maybe in an hour or two.
So it would be good if we would see this today, actually, as early as possible. So this is on track. Okay, that's good to hear. Thank you. Other questions or comments on the text or on things that are not yet in as a text? Yes, Iran.
thank you. I think in our previous communique we referred to the IANA transitions. Have I seen that? Is there? Even if it is not directly, we have to mention that. Did we address that? That this under other issues or important issues or something like that is not part of communique as such. Is not advised, but it is part of communique. That is our main discussions. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the previous communiques, in fact, I think the communiques since the transition process was first started in Singapore last year, the GAC communiques have noted the GAC's continuing work, and as the CWG and CCWG processes have developed, has noted that, but they tend to be in they have been in a section of their own for the information of the board rather than advice to the board, but they have been, there has been mention of what the GAC has done. That's quite correct, Mr. Ariste. So there is a heading at the moment on the assumption that the GAC will say something. As yet, we're not sure what that is, but there is a heading for something.
Thank you. Well, actually, one way to do this would be that we would inform the board in the communique, for instance, that the GAC has sent or is sending, but probably has sent, communication to the co-chairs of the CWG, and then we could refer to an attachment to the in the communique where we would actually attach that communication. And we could do the same for the CCWG to inform that we have had a discussion and so on and so forth, and that we have a communication that will be sent or has been sent or is sent to the CCWG. To whether we would go into more text about our work or not is up to the GAC, of course, but we may try to concentrate on the key elements, and the communication around is something that we may keep as short as possible. But whatever we think that is important to inform the community, of course, we are free to formulate things around the actual text that we are sending, so this is always possible. Thank you. Other comments or questions on the communique, Netherlands?
Yes, thank you, Thomas. I wondered whether, of course, we discussed the fact that our answer to the CWG proposal will be directed directly and not in the communique. Still, I think. Also, we discussed that in the communique there will be an annex with this to inform the public, or let's say in general, our stakeholders and others. Would it be also good to already position this in the GAC draft as being a draft proposal? Thank you.
What exactly do you mean? Could you clarify?
Sorry, I maybe was not clear, but we have had a drafting session. Well, let's say attended, and we had a proposal for an answer to the CWG, which was already sent, I think, yesterday or day before to the GEC. So people had already chance to look into it. My idea would be to already put it in the GEC communique draft as the annex. But okay, that's up to you.
I think that's no problem. We can go for it as an annex, or we can go for it as a separate document. I think that is no doesn't really make a difference on. Yes, Tom, maybe.
Thank you, Tom. Sorry, there will be a slight procedural issue. I think in that the GAC is due to discuss the CWG text. I'm assuming at the session tomorrow morning. Which will be an open session. The communique drafting is a closed session. It's just a procedural thing. So we might keep them as separate documents, perhaps, but there's nothing to stop the GAC including it as an annex when we finalise both of them and make them a single document or something. Thank you.
Thank you. Iran.
Thank you, Thomas. I think it would be good also we have at least one or two paragraphs with respect to the activities of ICG. That is an important issue. There have been meetings of ICG. There has been some arrangements and so on and so forth. It would be good to have one or two paragraphs relating to the view of GAC in relation with the ICG activities, recognizing that and so on. So that is important for ICG in its next meeting in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you. That's actually a good suggestion. So in our informative part of the communique, we could touch some of the activities that we've had, including our participation in the ICG. So if people agree, then we might could ask the members of the GAC that are in the ICG to come up with a very short text about the fact that the GAC participated in ICG meetings and start drafting this. So if that is what people think makes sense. I see people nodding, so let's ask the members of the ICG to come up, one of you all together, come up with a short text on this as soon as you have it. Thank you. Other issues related to the communique? If this is not the case, then we can either stop now for a break, a lunch break, or we can start thinking on how we would like to shape the communication to the CCWG. But I don't know if it makes sense to use 15 minutes for this, so we just start in the afternoon, and that's it. Yes, Iran.
Chairman, if colleagues agree, why not we start? Because time is of essence. You start and you continue in the afternoon. At least you have prepared some text. Maybe somebody present that text or Tom has prepared something. So why not discussing using this 13 or 14 minutes?
Okay, thank you. So then I will just to try to get the ball rolling. I have sent out this morning to you a set of questions and a proposal for further activities. There are several ways, actually, that we can communicate to the CCWG, knowing that there are discussions ongoing here. There will be continuous meetings in the weeks after this meeting, culminating, if I may say so, in this newly announced Paris meeting on 17 and 18 of July. And it would be good, I think, if the members of the GAC be present during this period, but also if the GAC as a whole would somehow communicate, at least from here, from this GAC meeting, to the CWG. And there are various ways to do it In order to try and structure the debate, my proposal would be that we would look at some questions. These questions are indicative. They are by no means everything or we should negotiate in details about the questions. They are something that we would like to use as triggering the debate, but also as something that would be the basis for a communication to the CCWG, where, for instance, we could send or inform the CCWG what the GAC as a whole has been discussing, what questions or what issues the GAC had been discussing, and then we could, because we will not have time to negotiate an answer on these questions in the GAC, but could compile answers from GAC members or feedback from GAC members and then send this on as an input of the GAC of views of member states or issues of that member states have brought up and forward this to the GAC. This is just an idea. It's just a proposal to try and get a clearer sense on how you all intend to see the GAC's participation and its members' participation in the next steps in the working group on accountability. So please, the floor is yours. Thank you. Iran?
In the absence of anyone to start, perhaps we may go to the three bullets that you have raised, if you wish, to see how it works. In the first bullet, it was mentioned, how will public policy consideration be taken into account by ICANN in the proposed structure? Which structure we are talking? Are we talking about the CCWG structure? Because the structure, what's the structure we are talking? Perhaps we should slightly modify the questions and saying that how CCWG considers the issue of public policy in its proposals under the table. So, but it's not to do with the ICANN. So on. So perhaps we should modify the questions, and that would be a good question to raise for CCWG, and that might be good day to discuss it. We have a meeting tomorrow on that. And then I think I stop at this stage to go to the second question, but perhaps I request you, maybe you need to revisit your first question and modify that in a way that be matched with the activities of CCWG, but not directly to the ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Ran. So I'm happy to go through the questions and try to adapt them. I see the U.S. Wants to take the floor.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to Mr. Areste for flagging this. I would propose a slight variation, however. It has sort of been my sense that I'm not sure we would get the answer you think you might get from the CCWG if we asked them, because, frankly, we are members of the CCWG. So the GAC is a chartering organization, and we are actively represented. So my guess would be that the three co-chairs would turn around and say, well, actually, GAC, we look to you to tell us whether you think your current role under the bylaws would need to change. Our sense, at least, hoping to hear from colleagues around the room, we'd like to see if there are other views. We're certainly interested in what those views might be. We believe the GAC's current role should remain the same. It's a very solid role. It's very strong. We consider ourselves first among equals under the bylaws. So at a minimum, I would think that we would want to confirm that there is no change to the GAC status. So that, again, if Mr. Areste would find that acceptable, I would suggest that we would not put the question to the CCWG, but we would use the opportunity to confirm. Thank you.
Thank you, US. Well, I may not have been clear in my mail. These questions were not meant that we ask them to the CCWG, but they were meant that we ask them to you as GAC members, in order to guide our discussion, and then that we would inform the CWG that we have discussed these questions as relevant questions for governments, so to also make clear what are the relevant issues for us in this in this whole broad range of issues that are discussed, because we may also have things that may not be as relevant for us as we've heard from also from ALEG and from others. So these questions are addressed to us, and then the next step would be, just as a proposal, if you would wish, that we would collect answers. There may be variations, there may be different answers, there may not be one answer to this question, but that we would share the answers given by GAC members to the CCWG, share with the CCWG, so they are better informed at this stage about the questions that have been raised in the GAC, the answers that have been given by GAC members. The idea of this is to try and somehow reply to the request for guidance that we keep receiving from the CCWG, that they know a little bit what may come from the GAC, and since we will not be able to probably agree on a substantive reply as a whole GAC on something that is evolving, that we don't even have a clear proposal with the latest version on black and white, but there is an expectation or a hope from the CCWG to hear from GAC and from individual members as much as they can, so that they can take this into account while shaping things until Buenos Aires. Because if we only come up with an advice or a feedback in Buenos Aires, that will be too late. So this is the request, the urge that I have received from the co-chairs of the working group, that we give them some guidance. And this is an attempt to help you, help the GAC, give this guidance to the CCWG, knowing that we will not have time to negotiate a single answer or a single text on a question. So this is an attempt to somehow accommodate this request, knowing how we work, just to make clear what the idea of my proposal is. Yes, I have Portugal.
Thank you very much, and as you can imagine, I'm going to speak in Portuguese.
I think that what we need right now are issues that are really concrete, that had not been compared what was going on. The issue is how public policy should be considered within the structure of ICANN. I think that this discussion is good, but it's obvious that public policy are for governments. This that is being questioned is interesting, but we have to be very clear and say who are or what are the public policies that we should be interested in. This role should be very clear. These questions are really very good because they will trigger our thoughts about what are obvious things and what is not obvious. As the United States has said, the GAC should maintain its current role. I also wanted to say and ask our chairman to see whether we can give some guidelines about the veto power, about the consensus decision-making at GAC, which should still exist from Buenos Aires to Dublin. So I think this would be really very useful for several countries.
Thank you. Thank you, Portugal. Brings me back to the question that was asked. The question that was putting forward to you in the proposed structure was not meaning the structure of the CCWG, but the proposed future structure of ICANN, just to make that clear. I forgot to answer this. With the rest of your question, let's ask for other members' views. I have Brazil on the line. Who else would like to...
Yeah.
Iran, Switzerland. Let's take one. Well, let's stay with this for the time being. So Brazil is next. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Before we get into the substance of the questions, let me support your proposed approach. I think it's very useful, and these questions certainly will help us throughout the substantive discussion we'll have very soon. And I also would like to mention this is the expectation of the CCWG to get these inputs from the GAC as soon as possible in preparation for the Paris meeting. And I just would like to confirm my understanding is that throughout this process, when we start answering to these questions, your intention is to compile the different views of the GAC representatives on the same document. So at this point in time, it's not your intention to try to have a common paper with all the positions, because I think if this is the understanding, we'll certainly can support it. And if so, I think this exercise will be even more important, because it will give us an opportunity to get to a point and share with all the GAC colleagues different views, and perhaps you'll find ourselves in a position that not all of us we agree on, for instance, what the GAC role should be in this exercise. So I think the sooner the better we will start getting into substance. It will be useful for the whole exercise. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Next is Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. Two questions. First, I agree with the United States and Portugal and also Brazil that the question, in fact, we raising to us and the answer is that GAC maintains its position in regard with public policy issues which will be reflected or to be reflected in the revision or modified bylaw, taking account of the principle 47 and those which are currently in the bylaw. We don't want any change from the consensus procedure to any other approach that has been suggested. So we have to maintain that very, very clearly, because that was discussions on the matter. The second issue is that it was a year ago that we decided that advice of the GAC to the board, if it is not accepted, would be two-thirds of majority. They put it in the public comment. It was some objections. I don't know whether we want to come back to that or not. That is an important issue, whether we should, after this round of the public policy issue, we maintain our position that our advice, still, if it is not accepted, should be with two-thirds of majority, but not with simple majority. This is an issue with that. Apart from that, I don't think that we need to talk about what are Cavus, the public policy issues. Just, thank you.
I think it's premature to start answering the question. I think we first need to get an agreement on whether you actually want to use these questions or others or modified versions of these questions as guiding us for the work. Thank you for your answers, but in case, I think we first need to have an agreement on how will we work. So my question is still, we have had some comments that it seems that people may be willing to engage on this proposal, but this is not decided yet. So let me give the floor to Switzerland and then I have the UK.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to just intervene to support the approach. As a participant to the CCWG, I think we have received the question a lot of times, both formally or informally in our discussions, from the co-chairs and from other participants in that cross-community working group on which we think should be the role of the GAC and the governments within the new framework, the new structures which are being proposed by the CCWG in the first draft proposal. But we know some of the building blocks are gaining a lot of support from many parts of the community, so it's possible to already talk about a possible framework which may be adopted in the coming months. So probably it's a good way forward to flesh out and to see what is the opinion of the different GAC members on how we see our future role in this framework which is being developed by the CCWG. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Next is UK.
Thank you, Chair. Just briefly, to support the approach, I think the questions are very apposite. The process I'm following is, just for your information, I've already got legal advisors tasked with examining the CCWG proposal as it currently stands. I've told them that there's something new happening. So I go to my legal advisors to update them, get their inputs. I have a stakeholder advisory group to run everything past, and then I go to my minister for sign-off for what I would say in response to the questions and the line to take in Paris. That's the process from the UK. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. This is actually very interesting. I have Spain.
Thank you, Chair. I support the approach to structure our debates around these questions, but I also wonder whether we as GAC or as individual governments would like to comment on other parts of the proposal, for instance, on the AOC reviews and their incorporation into the bylaws, since AOC reviews also affect the GAC. Some recommendations flow from them and affect the GAC. And maybe we have an interest in discussing how these reviews should be conducted. Maybe also in the issue of jurisdiction. So just a suggestion. Although I know the most important things are the ones to reflect on the text.
Thank you. These questions are really proposed questions that we can amend. We can add other questions. This is, of course, your decision. I have Canada and then... New Zealand. And then Hungary.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I just wanted to agree with my colleagues that I think this is a useful structure for our discussion, and perhaps flag something that we may want to think of as a question for a later date so that we can focus on particular stages of the work. And this is that perhaps not even at this meeting we could have a discussion on how to best advise on the final proposal, including the different ways that we could incorporate the concerns of various delegations around the structure of the review while still focusing at the moment on the proposal in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you for this point. Well, actually, I think before we leave, we would have to have at least some common understanding on how we work until Buenos Aires. So thank you for flagging this. Hungary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you asked a very simple question. I would like to ask you to especially consider the following questions without prejudice to adding others. So I think your question was extremely clear. I fully agree with your approach, and probably it doesn't limit us to add further questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Looking at the time, can we take it that you agree that we use this as a very basic structure to guide our work starting in the afternoon? Okay, thank you very much, and enjoy lunch or whatever you do during the lunch break. See you at 2:00.
And just a reminder for Commonwealth colleagues, we're going to have a 20-minute, 25-minute session now here in this room. Thank you.